Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in. I am Kiki Strickland, owner of Girlfriends Travel, and this is our call about Bucket List South Africa. Many of you have told me that South Africa is on your bucket list. Our trip this year for 2018 is scheduled, and we are still currently taking registrations. We will be taking registrations for about a month or so more. So please, if you are interested in South Africa, get your $400 non-refundable deposit in, so make sure you can go, as soon as possible. You only need to get this $400 in, and then the balance is not even due until the summertime. So you have plenty of time to save up and get situated and ready for this trip. Get your girlfriends to come with you or your boyfriend or whoever. The cost right now is $27.99 for double occupancy. If you don't have a roommate and we have extra people, then we can assign you a roommate. So don't worry about that. The single rate is $32.99. And this is the current rate as of March 15th. The cost may go up. So again, until you get your deposit in, the rate could change. Once you get your deposit in, that is the rate that you will be paying. The dates are November 5th through 13th of 2018. It's a 9-day through the 13th. That's 9 days that you will be gone. And again, the balance, after you pay your $400, the balance will be due by July 1st. So that's several months to get your money ready. This is an escorted trip, meaning that there is a tour guide present. The activities are already planned out for you in general. There are 8 meals that come with this. Let me just read to you what it says. So included in this trip to South Africa are your international flights to and from the United States. Now, this is from New York City's JFK Airport on South African Airlines. So, yes, airfare is included. I know a lot of trips these days out there do not include your airfare, and I'm not sure why that is. We will always include airfare for international trips, but it is leaving from JFK, so you will have to get to New York. Now, if you need help getting to New York, I can help you find flights for that. All right, so it's leaving from New York and returning to New York. This also includes another flight, because once you're in South Africa, you will be traveling and you will have a flight between Johannesburg and Cape Town. So it includes that. It includes your 4 nights in Cape Town. It includes 2 nights at your hotel in the Kruger National Park, which is where the safaris take place. It includes accommodations at superior first-class hotels, it says, 8 meals, which are 6 breakfasts and 2 dinners. It includes a Cape Town guided orientation tour and a full-day open vehicle, I guess one of those Jeep-type things, guided safari, and an English-speaking tour guide for this trip. Sometimes people ask me about upgrading to first class or upgrading to business class or upgrading to a larger kind of seat. And I was told by the tour company that you can upgrade, but it is $6,000. So I don't know if you want to spend that much for the upgrade. Normally, international flights in coach are fine. They feed you well. You have your own entertainment system to watch whatever you want or listen to whatever you want. I love flying internationally myself, so you may not need that upgrade like you thought. All right, so let me read a little bit of what we'll be doing, because I know that's what most of your questions are from. And then we'll also talk about the climate, the weather there. We'll talk about any health concerns, passport information, and all of that. All right, so this says, you will be greeted at the airport and escorted to your upscale seaside hotel. En route to your hotel, you'll enjoy a guided orientation tour of Cape Town, a truly stunning city sheltered beneath the dramatic shape of Table Mountain. It also says your hotel is ideally located within easy access to the waterfront. Our amenities such as a swimming pool and a restaurant and a bar and a fitness center right there at your hotel. On that first night, there is an orientation briefing and dinner. All right, so you'll have 3 full days to explore Cape Town. There's a lot to do there. There are many attractions as well as beaches, shopping, dining. It says you may wish to ride by cable car to the top of Table Mountain for the great views. This is also where you can book any additional excursions, like going to the island where Mandela was imprisoned, or doing the Great White Shark cage diving. So since you'll be in Cape Town for 3 days, you can book the extra excursions. One is a wine tour if any of you are into wine like I am. But it has to be sweet for me. All right, so then you will be flying to Johannesburg from Cape Town. You know, Johannesburg is known as the Diamond Mining Center. And that's where you're going to check into your second hotel, which is near the Kruger Park, where the safari will take place. And that's where you will be able to see all the animals that you would like to see. Here's what it says about that. It says, a local safari ranger leads you on a morning game drive in open vehicles in search of the park's many residents, including the Big Five, which is the lion, the elephant, the buffalo, and the rhino, as well as the elusive leopard. You may also spot hippopotamus and crocodiles, zebras, and giraffes. There's also a lot of different kind of birds out there, so you want to bring your camera. You'll do a little bit more sightseeing, and then you'll head back to the States. So, again, this is 9 days. It's on South African Airways. The hotels are Cape Sun Hotel or President Hotel, and the premier hotel, the Winkler, when you're at the Kruger Park area. So you can look those up if you have any thoughts. Sometimes people want to know, where are we staying? You can look those up. Cape Sun Hotel, President Hotel, and Premier Hotel, The Winkler. The departure flights from New York's JFK to South Africa, again, on South African Airways, it is recommended that you check in 3.5 hours before departure. Departure on that first day out is at 10:30 a.m. So if you're coming from D.C. like I am, whenever I go up to New York, I usually take Megabus or Bolt Bus or even Greyhound, which has greatly improved, and because it's pretty cheap. It's only like $40 round trip to New York, less than that if you book way in advance. And I recommend going up the night before this trip to South Africa, because if you're supposed to check in 3 hours before and it leaves at 10:30, then don't even try to get up there on that morning. Go the night before, be ready, get a good night's sleep, and then check in by 8 a.m., preferably 7:30. If you're not coming from D.C. and you're flying to JFK, please make sure you allow for sufficient time. We would hate for you to miss that South African Airways flight. Now, that's what travel insurance is for, though. And we will be offering travel insurance. Let's see. Okay, let's talk about passport information. You know, pretty much going anywhere internationally these days, your passport must be valid beyond 6 months after you are traveling. So you have to go in into 2019 if you want to go on this trip. So if you need to get a new passport that goes into 2020, then please do so right now. It doesn't take long. Just order your new passport now, and you'll have plenty of time
for it to be back and ready by time to go. Let's see. Oh, it also says that all visitors are required by the South African Immigration Authorities to have a minimum of 2 consecutive blank visa entry pages in your passport. So if your passport is all filled up, get a new one. They're not going to allow you to use that passport if it's too full. They want it to have at least 2 blank pages where they can stamp. So don't, let's see, it says insufficient pages in the passport normally result in denied boarding or denial of entry upon arrival, and you'll be detained. So let's avoid all of that. If your passport is highly used, please order a new one. Now, it does say that you don't need a visa to get into South Africa. So you don't have to worry about getting a visa for South Africa. It's just saying make sure that you have blank entry pages in your passport. That's if you're a U.S. citizen. Anyone who's trying to go with us that is not a U.S. citizen, you might have to get a visa for South Africa. And it says please check current visa requirements from whatever country you are a citizen of. People have asked me if they need to get certain shots, and no, it's not required to go on this trip. However, you are highly encouraged to consult your own doctor about going to South Africa and what your doctor recommends you do. There are anti-malaria pills. Some doctors might recommend you take some shots, but no, it is not required in order to visit the country. The climate is, it's totally different from our climate during the time that we're going to be there. It's going to be November, so it's going to be getting a little chilly here. It's going to be warm there. It's going to be in the 70s and 80s. And it says overnight the temperatures drop about 10 to 20 degrees. So it'll still be fairly nice, like 60s or 50s. In the evening. So, yay. The currency is the South African rand. But I have been told that hotels and most of the stores there accept major credit cards. If you want to do some street shopping, like local vendors, you will need to have the local currency, the South African rand, or U.S. dollars. This the tour company actually told me that the hotels that we are using will be able to exchange your currency for you there. So you don't have to worry about doing it in the airport or doing it at your local bank unless you just want to. Once you get to the hotel, they will be able to exchange it for you. And, you know, I found that in Paris as well, that the hotel that we stayed at had their own little office there where they could exchange our money to the currency there. So if there are any other questions, you can email me directly at my Yahoo address. If South Africa is on your bucket list, please act now and get your $400 non-refundable deposit in so you can be joining us for this. We do Paris every year. We do Italy pretty often, but we're not going to be doing South Africa again, as far as I know. So this is the time for you to take advantage and join us. We might do another Middle Eastern country or Israel or something like that for 2019. But this is the year that we're doing South Africa. So you have until July to get the balance in, but you have to get that $400 deposit in now. We're going to be taking registrations for about another month. So tell your friends, tell your family. Children are able to join us. It did say that if you're taking a child, you need to have their birth certificate, definitely. So join us for South Africa, November 5th through 13th, 2018. And again, the cost is currently $27.99 for double occupancy and $32.99 if you want a single. All right, happy travels and hope you will join us.